welding. That's what these contractors are doing here right now near Gate H. The final welds being made as crews all across Oriole Park at Camden Yards finish up the many enhancements and upgrades that Orioles Director of Communications Greg Bader says will greet fans on opening day as they enter the ballpark.
Especially folks who come in through Gate H, which about 70% of our audience does. That's the north end of Utah Street. People will immediately see some major changes, some of which involve food elements, some of which involve new gate configuration. But we're really excited about some of the changes coming up for this year.
Put it down, Mike.
Like right here at the flag court just off of Utah Street, where Orioles Director of Ballpark Operations Kevin Cummings and I are looking out over right field as fans do before and during games.
Well, now when you're on the flag court, instead of seeing through this 6 foot back of the scoreboard, you really can see the field. And it really opens up the area and we think makes a nice change for the fans, and I'm excited to see it.
For young and old, the tallest and shortest of people, no matter what age, are going to be able to look out over the right field fence now.
Absolutely. I'm a taller guy, so it was never much of an issue for me, but certainly now my kids can come and stand next to me and see right out on the field and see Nick Markakis playing out here in right field.
And Greg Bader adds, the changes out here on the flag court could prove beneficial to both players and fans.
So what this does is it'll allow people standing in the flag court, which is obviously a popular spot to stay, to be able to see the field, be more connected, and then folks walking along Utah Street would actually be able to turn and see the field as opposed to what they previously saw, which was basically a wall.
That's a carpenter trimming pieces of special Ipe wood decking that's being put in place here on the new roof deck out here in center field.
It's a one-of-a-kind view. It's an open area for folks. As long as you have a ticket to the ballpark, it's going to be open. You don't need a second ticket to get into that area. There'll be some food and beverage service up there as well. But really, it's going to be a great place to just kind of see the game and hang out with friends. Very social feel to it, and we're looking forward to it.
No, like the roof decks you see all around town.
Yes, the new roof deck in center field is really to pay homage to a lot of the roof decks that are downtown in Baltimore, in people's residences, in restaurants. You know, everybody that has a roof deck in downtown Baltimore seems to love spending time up there in the summer, and we're hoping that this does the same thing for folks in the ballpark here.
With his hard hat on, Ballpark Operations Chief Kevin Cummings can't wait until Orioles fans get a chance to see what's all new here at the ballpark.
Opening day is always exciting. There's always projects that go on, even if it's just, you know, making sure the grass is green and everything's ready to go for the players. But you're right, we have added a lot of things, and I'm looking forward to see the fans' reaction on Friday and just hear the feedback from them. That's where a lot of this comes from, is feedback we get from the fans.
And it is amazing. 20 years ago, this ballpark opened, and it remains cutting-edge, state-of-the-art.
I agree, and that's the goal. It's we don't want it to show its age. We want it to still have that great old ballpark feel, but still give the fans a nice, comfortable place to come and watch a game, because they don't have to come out. And so we want to give them good reasons to come out, and I think we've added some nice things that'll play right into that.
Here I am. Up here in dead center field, high atop the brand spanking new roof deck that's being finished just in time for opening day. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL at WBAL.com.